Hi, this is Joe Levine with an introduction for teachers to Chapter 1, The Science of Biology. I hope this chapter helps jumpstart you with some ideas on how to involve and excite your students in studying biology. If that seems like a major challenge, it really shouldn't be. Why? Just look at younger kids. They're fascinated with the world around them. They constantly ask the same questions that scientists try to answer. Why do birds sing? Where does the tide go? Why do trees lose their leaves in the fall? Why can't we swim at this beach anymore? Where do babies come from? So how is it that kids who start off with this natural curiosity about nature end up either bored or disgusted with science by the time they leave high school? And what can we do about that problem? I like to think that at least some of the answer lies in the way we present science in courses like this one. One potential problem is the amount of specialized terminology we seem to be stuck with in our curricula. Some people on state advisory committees seem to think that a subject hasn't been adequately covered unless each chapter is peppered with bold-faced terms defined in simple declarative sentences. Some of this we need to live with, because terminology is one of the easiest things to test on standardized exams. But if terms are all we teach, we end up with serious problems. Theodore Sizer, one of America's leading educators for half a century, has documented that students are required to learn more new words in high school biology courses than they are taught in first-year French. It's no wonder that so many of them come away thinking that science is a foreign language rather than a way of thinking. But that's not the only problem with an approach to teaching that emphasizes only terms and a just the facts, ma'am, attitude. Because students may come away thinking that facts are what biology is all about. And if that's their take-home lesson, they've been seriously misled about the real nature of science. Think about it. In a sense, students with that idea would be as misguided about science as they would be about cooking if they mistook a printed restaurant menu for the actual meals it describes. So I urge you not just to present the material in this chapter to students, but to really discuss it with them. Note that this chapter contains the first of 18 issues in biology features that appear throughout the book. These issues are designed to raise questions about the nature of science and applications of science in society. These questions don't have a single right answer. We urge you to use these features to get students actively involved in thinking, researching, and talking about aspects of biology that make the jump from the textbook to their own lives. I also urge you to try as often as you possibly can to demonstrate how we know what we know in science by presenting students with data and engaging them in analysis and interpretation of those data. And be certain, whenever you can, to also discuss why we do not know what we don't know in science. Because sometimes appreciating our lack of knowledge and its consequences is as important or even more important than just understanding the knowledge we have in hand. And hey, at the end of the day, we want students who like science to know that there's more than enough left for them to discover too.